Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good evening, everybody. I want to welcome everybody to another episode of the Prayer Hour with Brother D, as Brother D and Brother Tim would say, and Sister Marion, or what Brother D said. This is a day you'll never see again. Brother D, Brother Tim ain't hit yet, but I'm going to get Erner in for just a second, and we'll be back to the Prayer Warriors. Thank you, and God bless. Yeah. It'll be a great day. Brother House is not on the phone yet.
Santigar, can I help you?
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Ernie. Got a quick question for you, Ernie. Got a quick question that came in the other day on Ernie's tech tip, but we didn't get a chance to get it off, so we come back today on part two and ask it. Ernie, if you charge up your 16-volt battery on your race car, and not turning it on, how long will that charge last if you don't turn it on for a while? How long would it last, you think?
Without any significant drain, it's probably going to last about 2 to 3 months. They hold, and then it's not going to go down much. One of the battery manufacturers told me that a normal battery will leach about 2% per month. So you can figure it from there. If you're up at 100%, 2% per month is in 3 months, you'll be down to 94%.
Okay, Big Ernie, I appreciate it. So, Ernie, that means could you just crank it up? I mean, could you just take it to the track and then finally make a pass on that battery without charging it up in that much time or so?
No, I would not do that. I would want to make sure before you go all the trouble to get into the track to make sure your battery is up to charge. And like we were saying the other night, when you first put your charger on, it's going to go to a high float or a high charge, and then it's going to come back down as it caps that battery off. So it would be worth spending that hour, 2 hours putting the charger on the battery before you go to the track.
All right. Good report, Ernie. All right. Appreciate it, Ernie. Go ahead and,
yes, sir,
and sign yourself off, and thank you, Ernie. Thank you.
All right. Well, guys, this is Ernie with CompuCar Nitro Systems. Give me a call. 1-800-648. Goddamn decent list. 349. Ouch. 648-7687. That's terrible. 1-800-NITROS. Renegade Racing Fuels. Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products. FTI Transmissions. And Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance. Back to you, Doug.
All right. Appreciate it, Ernie, and have a good day. Love you.
Love you, too, man.
All right, guys, let's get into the prayer hours because we all need some prayer today. And I'm going to play one of Brother D's old songs. He never asked me technically to play this, but I remember him mentioning it. So, Brother D, if I'm telling the truth when you come on, let me know I was telling the truth. I'm going to play one of Brother D's old songs. It's an old one, too. That, we used to play it a lot, but you know, Brother D always talking about he liked that. Why I don't ever play that? Well, he don't ever tell me what he want to play, so he just want me to play whatever. Thank you. Have a good day. Love y'all.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all.
Lost it all.
But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
I'm
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. 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 Ain't it good, brothers and sisters?
Amen.
Ain't it good, T?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Brother Tim, ain't it good?
Yes, sir. Yeah. He's good.
Ain't it good to know him?
Yes, it is.
Amen. Amen. I couldn't say nothing else today. I would just be able to say amen.
Amen.
To the Lamb of God.
And you,
oh, yeah.
And you know, Brother D, songwriter say, I was going to say the songwriter said, I heard him just say that when you do something with God, he said, I'm better. I'm stronger. What happens? I like that, buddy. Sister Mary, I like that. When anything you do with God, it's always working out for the good.
It's better.
I like that. I'm
better. It is.
I'm stronger. I'm wiser.
Yes.
I make better decisions
wiser.
Now.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah, I've ever been.
Yes.
Red dog knows. Red dog knows what to play. I started humming.
Yes.
I started humming the song before he played. I said it had to be one or the other. He hadn't played in a while, so I kind of like, in my mind, I was either going with that or else I was going with it could have been me. I'm like, I know it's going to be one of these two. And here he comes. I tell him all the time, it's like he's a mind reader when it comes to this music. But, you know, giving honor to God today, sisters and brothers, who's truly the head of our lives, we truly thank God again for allowing us this privilege and honor to be able to stand before men and women, children, to be able to declare the word of God to man.
Come on now.
The Bible said that this thing that we call a world, he said it can't even come to an end, even though we know it's going to end. But he said it can't come to an end until his word has been preached where? Throughout all the nation.
Yes.
He said all, not just Chicago. Not just Georgia or Memphis or Alabama or Detroit or Texas. He said throughout all the
yes.
You know, he said that. See, I like things about my God. I haven't found nothing yet that I didn't like. And you know something? I like that because, see, he made it. I tell you guys all the time. He made it where man would be without.
All right, man. Come on.
Man, you know what I'm saying? He made it where man would be without. Excuse. See, I won't be able to stand before God and tell him, Lord, I would have served you if I had just knew you. Lord, I would have served you with all my heart if I had just heard about you. If
come on now.
Get up and declared your word to me.
No
I would have accepted you in the bond of my sin, Lord, because I would have known that would have been the right thing to do. But see, he said that it won't come to an end until it's declared throughout all the nation. So see how he took that excuse away. And then
all right, man.
The songwriter said, I could have made it without
you. That's a true song. That's a true song.
Look what the Bible says. See, I like the word of God because I look here. I'm over here in the book of Romans real quick. I'm going to get him out of the way. We're going to have Brother Campbell give us a word today.
All right, man.
Here's something real quick. The Bible says this, Romans 8 and 18 says, for I reckon that suffering for this present time are not worthy to be compared.
Come on now.
Glory which shall be revealed in us.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that because if I suffer for things here now, and I ain't going to go there, but he says, eyes hadn't seen, He said, ears had heard.
Mm-hmm.
He said, neither has it entered into the heart of man.
Well,
in the name of Jesus. Look here, brother. So travel with me. Travel with me a little bit. For those that love the Lord.
Yes.
If you love the Lord, you are serving with all your heart.
Yes, you will.
All you got while you have a chance. Why?
Come on, man.
You know that God is truly just that he's God. Look here. Wait. I'm not going to be before you for a minute. I promise you. I'm going to leave you in a minute. But I want to give you all something here. I'm going to give you something real quick. I'm going to get out of the way. Now we see where there's no way to compare. There's no way to even compare this earthly to what God have in store for man.
No, it's not.
But T, look what it says here. It says Romans 8. I was telling you how I want to start this thing here. Let's look at 8:26. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities.
That's right.
We know not what we should pray for.
Come on, man.
As we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us.
Yes, it does. Come on, man.
Which cannot be uttered. Oh, but I love 26. But I sure enough fell in love with 27. He says, and he that searches the heart,
he
knoweth. There you go, brother. He that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Because he maketh intercession.
Yes, he does.
The grass next door here. Y'all bear with me for a second. Hopefully it'll be out the way here. He says, but he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Come on now.
I love 27, but 28 just got me. 28 just stole everything. But that's what 28 says. 28 says,
uh-oh.
It says, look here, 27 says, and for the will of God, but 28 says, and we know.
Come on, man.
Yeah. see, he said this thing won't come to an end until his word being preached. See, I like the way the Bible shapes things up. Sometimes he leaves you at verse 1 and bring you over to verse 20, but it just ties together. He said his world won't come to an end, not the United States, but this world, until his word has been preached throughout some of the nations.
Every nation.
And then look what he said. Yes. Every nation got to hear his word. And then he goes on and says, and we know that all things, if we hear his word, and if we believe in his word, we will accept what the word say, works together for the good of them that love God.
Come on now.
To them who are called according to his purpose.
Yeah.
Now wait a minute. I know I'm skipping around a little bit, but let's come with me if you will. Come with me. One more verse, and I'm gonna get out of here. Come with me if you will. I want you all to come over here with me real quick. Come on real quick, and we're gonna stay in Romans 8.
Mm-hmm.
But keep those little verses there in mind. But
yeah.
We're gonna keep Romans 8.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna go over here, and we're gonna look at verse 35.
All right, man.
They're going to look at verse 35, Romans 8:35. Let's see what it says. Now we've been told that nothing can separate me from the love of God. But look what verse 35 says. He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
That's
other verses there. There's other paragraphs there. We're going to deal with that. If the Lord then told you that this word can't end until his word has been preached throughout all the nation, everybody got to get it. He done told you that ears hadn't heard it, eyes hadn't seen what he got prepared for you. He done told you things. They didn't turn around and ask you who can separate you. If you truly believe what God say, if you truly believe that, that eyes hadn't seen and ears hadn't heard, why would you allow Satan to separate you from the love of the Almighty?
All right, now.
You know what I'm saying? Why would you allow Satan to move in? Who? Now, look what Satan told you. I like what God says. I even like what Satan says. See, the reason I like what Satan says because he makes himself clear to man. God says that eyes have not seen, stay with me now, ears haven't heard. He said neither has it entered into your heart what he got in store for you. And you say you believe in the word. So if you believe in the word, why wouldn't you come over here to verse 35 and accept when he said, who shall separate us? Why would you allow someone to separate you when he done told you what he got in store for you? Now, look at what Satan got in store for you. What did Satan say? He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm just roaming to and fro. Seeing who I made that man. I rest my case.
All right.
I rest my case. And Satan done told you he come to rob. What is that, T? What did he come to do? He come to
rob, steal, and destroy.
And destroy. But wait a minute. Watch this here. If Satan, my brothers and sisters, come to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, but my Lord and Savior said, I come that you may have what?
Life more abundantly.
Good God Almighty. Choose you to say whom you should what? In the name of Jesus. If God ain't good to man, I come to rob, steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
Now, why would I want to follow someone that then told me he going to destroy me when I got this man over here, this man called Jesus?
All right, man.
That he came to, I may have it. How many have it? He have what now?
More abundant. Have
more
life
abundant.
And have it more abundantly.
Abundantly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then he told me, then he gave me free will. He said, I want you to do something for me. He said, choose ye. In the name of Jesus. Choose ye this day. Mm-hmm. Will you serve the man that come to kill, steal, and destroy? Or will you choose to serve life?
Come on, man.
Abundantly.
Jesus.
Will you choose to serve, brother and sister, the man that has so much in store for you that you can't even hear it right now? You can't even see. You can't even stand it. You can't imagine the good that the Lord has for you right now. But you already know what Satan has for you in the name of
That's
Jesus.
Right. That's right. Come on, man.
I come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Jesus.
But Jesus come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
Ain't that something? Ain't he good?
Thank you, God.
Him so good. See, him just so good to man. Him just so good. I don't know what Brother Tim got for you. That's all Brother D got for you today. Brother D just wanted to give you a little bit of what touched him today because the Lord is so good to us.
Yes, he is.
Like we can't see our way, sister and brother. The Lord has a way of opening up doors for man that man just couldn't see. The Lord has a way of he gave sight to the blind.
Yes,
he
did.
Doesn't see.
He
raised the dead.
Come on now.
But you choose to serve someone that then told you, I come to steal, kill,
And destroy. Jesus.
You know, you get home insurance on your home for fear of a tornado come through, a hurricane come through, and destroy it can be rebuilt. You know, you find nowhere in the Bible have I found where Satan was able to rebuild you. But don't you
come on now.
God can't rebuild you. Yeah. If you don't believe God will rebuild you, bro, Tim, I could tell you about Romans 10 and 9. He just have a fantasy of telling man about Romans 10 and 9. See, God will rebuild you. And then he said, after he rebuild, look at what he said, he got to wash you. And he have a way of watching it.
Why does it
He'll rebuild you. Because Satan comes to destroy you.
All right, man.
I'm out here, brother. Brother, stay on the stage this time. Come on, brother. I hope and pray that I said something that would enlighten your soul to get you ready to hear the word. Brother Tim is about to bring us a word from the Lord, and we already know it's going to be good because where it comes from, it comes from the 66. And anything out of the 66 is from the Lord. Anything from the Lord, we know it's already good.
Already good. Come on now.
He told man to taste and see, didn't he?
Okay. Yes, he did.
Come on, Brother Tim. Come on, Brother Tim, in the name of Jesus.
Well, thank you, Brother D. And I just wanted to say that you touched on quite a bit of what I'm going to teach about today, and you didn't even know. Sister Marion knew, but you didn't even know. And I show you, I'm going to show my brother and sister that you didn't know. And then look how God does things, how he confirms his word. Me and Sister Marion knew.
Yes, come on
now. Didn't know, and he talked all about it. It's all about God. My Sister Marion, can you come on and get us going and bless us and get us started? We can get going.
Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, we thank you for this day, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for touching our bodies, keeping us in a safe and sound mind, enabling us to wake up this morning. Father God, we thank you for watching over our children, our family, Father God. Father God, we thank you for keeping us covered in the blood of Jesus. Father God, and I ask you to bless this service on today. Bless our speaker. Bless Brother Tim. Anoint him holy, dear God. Father God, let him give the word, Father God, as you would have him to give, Father God. Father God, and we know you're able, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to come in and stir up everybody's heart. Stir up the mind, dear God. Let your glory fill our hearts this afternoon, dear God. Father God, we thank you. We will forever praise your holy name and give you all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen. While we're getting ready to get started, my brothers and sisters, just go to Joshua. That's the fifth book in the front. Go to the front of your Bible, move on back, and then you'll see that it's Joshua. And go to the first chapter. And we're going to do a lot of reading, and then you're going to go to 24. But in the meantime, I'm just going to give you kind of like an introduction, and then that's going to lead to it. And Brother D didn't even know that part of 24, and he didn't even know we were going to go there. So I just wanted to tell my brother.
Come on now.
And I want to ask, Father, that I never adulterate your word or any form or fashion, Lord, and I just ask that you stir up the gift that you've given me, Lord. Use me to teach your people, and that I don't adulterate your word. I just say thank you, Lord, and I ask that you anoint, that you consecrate this whole our lesson today, this show, and everybody is affiliated with it. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to go to Joshua.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to tell you, you know, this is, at the end when we get there, you're going to know why the title is exactly what's in the Bible. It says, and I'm asking you, all of us on here are grown men and women. Today, make up your mind, this day, who you going to serve, you know. And I heard the songwriters, Brother D talked about that. I tell you yesterday, I gave you a little bit of the appetizer. We heard the songwriters talk about, and I'm just going to get ahead of myself, but when we hear the lyrics of the song, he said that the songwriter said, I have heard the songwriter say, this is what I'm trying to write down right now to tell you. I've heard the songwriter say that they testify and they have witnessed to the goodness of God, and one of them said, I'm going to give God all of my service while I can. Another songwriter that we just heard today, I'm better. I'm stronger. I'm wiser.
Yes.
And I couldn't have made it without you, Lord. I couldn't have done it.
All right, man.
I heard the songwriter say that his amazing grace is what saved me. We heard the songwriter say, I'm a living testimony. That means I'm a living witness of his goodness. He said, use me, Lord, in thy service. Draw me near each and every day. Lord, I'm willing to run all the way. I know that there are mountains in my life. Paul said that he knew that he went to God and asked him three times to take this thorn out of my flesh. He said, God said, my grace is sufficient for you. The songwriter said that, I promise, Lord, I promise, I'm going to make a vow to you that I promise to keep on climbing, Lord, if you just keep me there. If you know, you just let me stay with you. And we heard these things. And one of the songs that Dog played said, a serving the Lord will pay off after a while. So what we're trying to do, what I'm trying to tell you, my brother, there's a certain word that I want you guys to listen to. I want you to see it. I want you to make sure that you understand that it's a very, 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 very important word. And in this Bible, all through the Bible, I'm going to show you that he said that about being a servant. And so this servant right here, now watch this now, and I'm going to read just a little bit to get it started, but I want you to know up front that Joshua, in this book right here, he had a remarkable life. It was filled with excitement and variety, mm-hmm. success, and honor. He was known for his deep trust in God, and he possessed God's spirit in him. We know that as a youth, he experienced slavery in Egypt. He was a witness to God's supernatural plague that came in, and the miracles mm-hmm. of Israel escaping from Egypt by crossing over the Red Sea. He was allowed to accompany Moses up to the holy mountain, where Moses went on up and got the Decalogue. He went on up and got the Ten Commandments and brought them on down. But Joshua alone was able to go up on the mountain with him. He didn't go all the way up like where Moses went, but he was able to get there. All the rest of the people were down in the valley, but Joshua was able to get there. We know he was also allowed to accompany Moses up there and mm-hmm. get the laws and everything, and that he was also elected as the tribe leader of, you know, Israel, all the tribes, and he was Ephraim. He was the one that was there. He was a great military strategist, and God spoke to him.
Come on, man.
And this is where I want you guys to come in at, and we're going to get on over. And I want you to see something, and I'm going to stop real quick when I first do the first part. After the death of Moses, this is Joshua 1. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant, I'm going to stop right there. Now watch this. I'm mm-hmm. going to try to do this real quick. And I saw over here in Job, and it says, the Lord, I'm verse 1 and 8, and the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant? Uh-oh. I'm trying to get somewhere.
Come on, now.
I'm just trying to get somewhere. And then I looked over here, and I just said, well, let me get on over because they might not see this. And then I went over here, one of the greatest ones, Paul. I'm going to come back to that one. And we see over here in Romans. I'm going to go to Romans. I had a couple of them, but I'm going to just stay right here. Hold on just a second. And Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. Uh-oh, I just wanted to mm-hmm. see. I just wanted to get a couple of them out of it. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ. And then you see down here, this is Titus. To Titus, my true son and our common faith. So he had the same faith that Paul did. Oh, okay. I just wanted to throw that out there. Jude is the end of the Bible. He was Jesus's, we call it a stepbrother, half-brother. But at first he didn't believe that Jesus is who he was. And then all of a sudden, after he believed and was converted, and all of a sudden have been there, and it says, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ, and a brother of James. So what I'm just trying to show my brother and sister, to be a servant is an honorable thing. Now I get to go to my main one.
Yes, it is.
Get back to my lesson. Now watch this. Mark 10:45. That's one of my, I knew it by heart, but I wanted to read it. And it says 10:45. For even the Son of Man, we know who that is. That
uh-huh.
is Jesus.
Yes, Jesus
did
Christ.
Not
yes,
come to be served. He didn't come here to be served, but to serve
All right.
and to give his life as a ransom for many. Other words, what I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, it's an honor to be a servant of the Lord. It is not all about
you.
It is about you giving service to the Lord. And you see that when in the songwriters all were trying to give service. Use me, Lord, in your service. I want to be a servant. I want to be a doorkeeper. I want to be a part of your – anything that you do, Lord, is anointed. I want to be part of it. I want to be with you. And that's what I wanted my brothers and sisters to see, that a servant – even Jesus said it's honorable. It is a great thing to be a servant. You said, what do you mean, Tim?
Yeah,
he said, I didn't come here for you to serve me. I came to serve you. I came
to
give my life for you. That's what he said.
Yes.
So it's honorable to be a servant. And you know what I'm trying to say, brother and sister, and I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, but when God speaks to you, he speaks into your life, just like he did Job. He said, have you considered my servant Job? And the Bible says that he was blameless, upright, and he shunned evil. Job was trying to live his life according to God. He was trying to live his life according to God's will. And God spoke into his life. Now, wait a minute. We got to say something here, Sister Mary, in this servant thing, that if you God speaks to you and he speaks into your life, when he calls you, and when he anoints you, and we don't need no ceremony. God already took care of that. But I wanted to say this.
Come on now.
When God speaks into your life, you cannot – God is not – he's a spirit. We must worship him in spirit and truth. He cannot lie because he's holy. He's holy. So if God speaks into your life, that means it's settled. Don't matter what the devil do, don't matter what he said, don't matter what schemes and sneaky stuff he did, because God's word cannot come back void. That's what the Bible says.
So here we see
that it's very, very important. It's an honor. When somebody said, I heard somebody, and I'm going to get off track a little bit, I heard somebody say on the phone, on the show, that one man was had got out of the race car and was serving people. What's wrong with that, Sister Mary? I didn't see that. I thought it was honorable that you took time out of your life, put your race car aside, and to help someone else by serving. That's what the Bible says.
What a blessing.
People, and the same people go out and serve people on Thanksgiving, those who are homeless, those who do without. See what I'm saying? It's a servant's heart that really God gets God's attention. You want God to see and get him excited, be a servant. Serve. And that's what he says here. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, servant of the Lord said to Joshua, he said to him, son of Nun, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, then you and all these people get ready. Got to get ready, Sister Mary. We've been telling them about this all this time. It's time for us to get ready. We keep meandering around.
Yes.
Oh, it ain't that. I'm gonna do it later next week. The Bible says, get ready and cross the Jordan. You got to get ready to go across and possess your inheritance. You need to get ready to go across and get the blessing that God has prepared. But as long as you sit there in the lazy boy, you ain't going to do nothing but sit there. You got to get ready. You got to move. You got to get and do what you're supposed to do. And he said, and
all
cross
right,
the
man.
Jordan River to the land I am about to give them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place. God is going to give it to you. You got to get up to go get it. And you said, I'm going to give you every place where you set your feet on the King James said, everywhere your foot should trod, as I promised Moses. God is no shorter than his word. He says, your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon and from the great sea of the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the great sea on the west, no one will be able to stand against you. Stop right there. No one, God, has spoken into your life. He said, I got a promise for you. You just got to get up and possess it. I'm going to make sure wherever you step, whatever you do is yours. And no man will be able to stand against you. When you got the living God, it got you backing you up. And you, like Brother D used to say, I'll get in the ring with Mike Tyson if God tell me I'm going to win. I know it's okay because he's telling
all
you
right
that
now,
no man will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. Come on, D. And he said, as I am
already
with Moses,
won. The battle is already
be
won.
With you. Man, yes, you did. See that, sister? I like that. He said, the battle is already won. You said, the battle is already won. He said, no man will be able to stand against you. Everywhere you step, everything
that's right.
you do,
that's
I'm
right.
gonna, it's yours because I'm going to reward you
yeah,
for what
yeah.
happened. I said earlier that he was what? He was a remarkable young man. He had he was excited. He had all the things that he had success and honor. He trusted God. He even the Bible said that he had the Spirit of God in him. That's what we're talking
yes,
about.
He
and
did.
I will
yes,
now,
he
oh,
did.
Here come another promise. Here come another promise, D, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, my goodness. Ain't
Amen.
That God has promised something in your life.
Yes.
Ain't that something? Then he said, well,
yeah.
we heard the songwriter say, I was better and I was strong. Watch it. He said, be strong.
Yeah,
I got you. He said, be strong and courageous because you will lead these people. God telling you, this man was just a military man. He was just hanging out. He was a servant. But now God made him a leader. And that's what it takes, man. You have
yeah.
to be with God and allow God to mold and shape you. Some people say, well, he's just a carpenter boy. He's just a shepherd. But look what God did. Took that little shepherd boy and made him the king of all Israel. Ain't that something? The little carpenter
yeah,
boy found out
yeah.
the savior of the world. And this man right here was just a military man. He was just an aide. He hung out with Moses, helped him out with whatever he did. He served Moses. He hung out and did. Now he's the leader of all Israel. Ain't that something? And you will lead
nah.
these people to the inheritance and the land I swore to their forefathers. And he said, to give them, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law, okay? My servant mm-hmm. Moses gave you, follow God's
mm-hmm.
word is what he's trying to tell you. He said, do not turn from it to the right or to the left
mm-hmm.
that you may be
yeah.
successful.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, if you follow mm-hmm. God's word, you be obedient
uh-huh.
to him. You're willing to be a servant. You sacrifice, you what they said, surrender all to him. He said, then you'll be successful wherever you go.
All
do
right,
not
man.
Let the book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it in day and night so that you will may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous.
Mm-hmm,
do not
mm-hmm.
Be terrified.
Mm-hmm.
Do not
mm-hmm.
Be discouraged. That means be dismayed over there. For the Lord
right.
your God will be
yeah.
with you wherever you go. That is a promise
go.
From the Lord. He has spoke to you in your life. That's what I'm trying to tell my brothers and sisters, that if God speak to you in your life, sometimes people say, I don't know how in the world this man making it, living in this beautiful home, beautiful community, it would making $8.56 an hour. You say, oh, he got to be. No, God can take your stuff and multiply.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he took the fish
yes,
and the five loaves of bread
yes,
and made it
yes.
happen. He made it happen. He spoke to people. He even spoke to Lazarus while Lazarus was dead for 4 days and
mm-hmm.
stayed in the grave.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
He said, Lazarus,
yes,
this
will.
Ain't for me, this is for you, so that you will believe. Yeah,
yes,
Lazarus,
yes.
come forth. Hey, take the
yes,
grave
yes.
clothes off of him while
yes.
he's trying to get
yes.
loose.
Yes.
Come on now. The man was at, Brother D said, the man was at the pool of Bethesda for 38
yes.
years.
Yes.
Do you want to be with
yes.
Get up.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Pick up your bed and walk.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
Get him up. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's what I want to tell my brother.
Do it right
see
now.
What I'm saying? When you
yes.
deal with God and you learn to obey what he said. Me and Brother D and Brother Randy used to always say, he said, if you got a problem, don't worry about it. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You look in the Bible. Find out. You can look in the Bible. Look in the glossary. You can go to Google. You can really just find the verse that goes with what your problem is, because there ain't nothing in on this earth and nothing in life that ain't in this Bible that ain't covered by it. And you can go in here and find out what the Bible says, do exactly what the Bible says do, and guess what? And put it in God's hand. He already told you. He said, cast all of your cares upon me, for I care for you. You were not meant to stress out. You were not meant to have a nervous breakdown. Your body was meant to fight off viruses and things, but it never was designed to handle stress. God said, give it to me. I can handle it. All I want you to do is get a good night's sleep and rest and get up in the morning and do what you got to do. And that's what I'm trying to tell my brother and sister. So they have, when you go through this whole chapter, you find out all the blessings that God gave upon these people, Israel. This is where I want to tell you this. Joshua, from the verse chapter 24, starting at the first part of the verse right here. I'm just going to paraphrase this for you. I can help you out here. Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel to Shechem. Sorry about that. And reminded them that God, who wanted all of them to come together, and when he did that, he said, guess what? I want to remind you of something. I want all of y'all, I want the elders and the leaders and the judges and the officials. You know what I mean? He started at the head. He started at the top. He started at the religious leaders. So what I'm trying to say, even us religious leaders and all that, we ain't exempt. Mm-hmm. God don't look to you for it. He looked to us because we supposed to do just like Joshua. He told Joshua to lead my people, help them cross on over. Do what I ask you to do. Wherever your feet try, I'm going to give you the land. But make sure you teaching them every word. He told Joshua this now. He didn't tell them. He told Joshua. Make
yes,
sure the
did.
Word of
Come
God don't
now.
Leave your mouth. So you study on it. You meditate on it day and night so that you will be equipped to get the job done, because I'm going to be with you. I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. You need to trust me.
All right, now. Come on now.
Guess what they said? Joshua was one that trusted God, and he walked with him, and God blessed him. And then you see here, he said, I want all of them there. And God has been a good God. He was good to Abraham and Moses and Aaron, and he watched them. He took the Israelites, the Egyptians, and he afflicted them. And Joshua was able to see all the plagues and things that were going. And he drowned. See, one time when you go in and you fight with your enemies and you argue with them and get all upset. I'm talking to Tim right now, Sister Mary. Get out the way. I got to talk to Tim now. What I'm trying to tell you is that you can't fight with your enemies all the time, and you can't argue with them and think you're going to get through to it, because that's what they do. That's what they were designed. That's why they're here. That's why the little demons and imps are here to harass you and try to get you to change your way. But God has already spoken in your life. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that this is what he did to the Egyptians, who afflicted his people, and they cried out to God. And after 400 years, he heard their cry, and he allowed them to, and he wanted them to see how all the plagues and how he brought them out. And he allowed them, his enemy, he allowed them to cross the Red Sea on dry land. And when the enemies came after them, he said, you'll see them no more, and drowned them in the Red Sea.
Glory be to God.
Is that you had problems, and you know that he gave you the land that you're dwelling in right now, dealing with the Amorites. So what he told you is, once you cross the Jordan, then you see that when you got to Jericho, I gave you the victory and over them. And then he said, and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Gerbersites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. He said, now I took care of all that for you. Joshua said, I'm going to put all of you leaders in remembrance. Don't you remember when he did all that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So now he said in verse 14, this is now we get into our lesson now. Verse 14 said, now fear the Lord. That's what Joshua had to tell him. He said, I got to put you in remembrance. Even in the New Testament, it tells us we have to be put in remembrance sometime, because sometimes we drift off and we don't remember. He said, and now fear the Lord and serve, here we go again, him with all faithfulness. That's what Joshua told him.
Mm-hmm.
Way back then, he said, throw away the gods of your forefathers worship beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable, it's says something about evil in the New Testament, in the King James, but it says, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, some of us right now, we prefer, we know we should come to the church. We know we should go to Bible study. We know we should read our Bible. We know that we should pray. But we love our car. I love my wife and how good looking she is. I love my husband. You see the bulging muscles that he got. I love my children because they so smart and they look like me. Don't you know I got a great bank account? Have you seen my portfolio, Brother D? Brother D, you can always trust in me. You can come over and get $1,000 if you need it, my brother. You know, I got $400,000 or $500,000 in the bank. And, you know, I make all this money on the job. Brother D, you know I got a big education. You know I got all these letters in front of my name, letters behind my name. Don't you know what I am? But he says, Brother D, you need, if it's undesirable to you, then choose for yourself, not tomorrow, but today. Because I'm not going to tell you again. I've already arrested. I've showed you. I proved to you. God has done it. He's already, and I just put you in remembrance. You know what's going on. And he said, this day, whom you will serve, whether the gods of your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. Now, God telling Joshua, tell him, the land you in right now, it ain't yours. God had already given it to you from the Amorites. He took it from them and gave it to you. Don't you know how many blessings are out there that the rich and people who are ungodly have? God got it stored up for you if you just come on. He got all kind of things. Brother D said, your mind, no eye have seen, no ear have heard, no mind can even conceive what God has prepared, not just in heaven, but even here on earth. He wants to bless you. That's why he's trying to say, I want to bless you so you can let others see that I will bless them. And bless the blesser. That's what we're trying to do. And I'm trying to tell you. In whose land you are living. But as for me, it starts in your house. It starts with you. It starts with you showing people. Sometimes people say, well, Brother D, why are you always over there? Are you getting paid for it? Sister Mary, are you getting paid to do it?
Yes, I am.
I don't know why every day you running over there and trying to be with D and Bud Dog and Sister Mary. I don't understand why y'all got to rush off the phone and get over there because I'm serving. And he said that for me, he didn't say his wife. He said me. In my house. Well, somebody got to take charge. Somebody got to be. And that's why God holds the husband. He holds the father. He holds the wife. Yes, whoever is in charge of that house at that time. And what he said right now, for me, in my house, my whole house.
Yeah.
I don't care. You can't, you can't live in my house and bring these drugs up in my house. Don't work like that. You can't come in whenever you want to. No. You can't come in my house and bring that guy in my house. You can't do it. No. I don't want that filthy music playing in my house. No. You go to church in this house. You know why? Because I'm not going to just send you to church. I'm going with you. If you're in the choir, I'm going to sing with you. You in Bible study, I'm going to study with you. I'm being there with you because I'm setting an example because I know that if you trust in the Lord, if you love him, everything go better with the God. You will be better. You will be stronger. You will be wiser. He said, Lord, I could have made it without everything. That's what he's trying to tell you. He says, but for me and my house, we're going to serve
me
the Lord.
Now,
you got to make up your mind what you're going to do. Not tomorrow, but this day. What you going to do? What are you going to do? You got to make a decision. How long do you think you're going to live? Colin Powell didn't know that he was going to die today. All these people are checking out of here. Don't you think your day coming? You better get prepared. Do you got it? You like Brother D said, you got insurance on your car, you got insurance on your house, but do you have insurance on your soul? Your soul has to be good and have all of it worked out with God. If you ain't right with God, I'm just going to tell you the truth. I can't sugarcoat it. I would be wrong if I did. If you don't get it right with God, you're going to die and go to hell. Why would you live on this earth in hell and die and go to hell? That don't make sense to me.
Come on now.
Little arithmetic. Yeah. Get your life together. Serve the Lord. That's why we do what we do, because we love him. We want
yes,
to get it
yes.
right with him. We want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant.
Yeah,
I like that.
Faithful.
I want
oh,
to
yeah.
hear that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I want our brother DC to tell me,
amen.
You can't get my room. My new room got his name already
yes.
on it. Mine said, yes, Lord, I got to have mine too.
Yes,
he said,
yes.
in my house, there are many mansions. All of them got somebody's
many
name
mansions.
On them. There's room up there. And I got to have mine. I want to hear him say it. Well
yes.
done,
oh, yeah.
good and
yes.
faithful servant. And when I see him one day, Sister Mary, he said he's going to wipe all our tears away. No more dying
oh,
and sickness. All that. There ain't going to be no liars and cheaters up there. I'm just trying to tell you
Amen.
That's what I wanted to tell
you.
And you know, the people finally
you.
Said something. And it says, and then the people answered, far be it from us forsaking the Lord to serve our other God. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us out. They starting to remember now, Brother D. It brought them out and our forefathers out of Egypt from the land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. They starting to remember. That's why Joshua, that's why we preach every day. We teach every day. We try
yes.
to tell y'all
yes,
and
yes.
anybody who's not saved that look what God has done for you. He's given you the main thing.
Yes.
He gave you life. You woke up today. You was able to have the right. You have all your faculties. You had your right mind. Now you can make a decision this day who you're going to serve. But sometimes
yes.
we take
yes.
all these blessings
yes.
for granted. He said, I've seen yes. these signs
nah.
before our very eyes. And he protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we travel. And the Lord drove out, but before us, all the nations, including the Amorites, who lived in the land, we too will serve the Lord because he is our God. Ain't
God.
That something? They were doing so much
yes.
evil, so much wickedness. When Joshua told him, this
yes,
go
yes.
out for me. I got to tell you, this time, I'm not going to just tell you and you. I want all the whole Israel to come before me. Well, I can't bring all the people. I want all the leaders. I want all the tribe leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I want all
mm-hmm.
y'all here, right now. You choose today who you
right,
serve, my brothers and sisters.
Yes.
You say you've grown, men and women, we say we've grown. Choose today who you're going to serve because I know that I know. I'm just like one of the songwriters.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
a living testimony of how rough
oh,
and
yes.
tough and wretched as I was. And I realized that when my mama turned her back on me and said, you be my son, that hurt me to my heart. Jeez. Because when a mother's love is pulled away from you, you know it. And I said, I got to do better in my life. My life is falling apart
right,
before
man.
Me. And I'm lying to myself saying it's all right. Everything is going to be your family falling apart. It's okay. I'm the man in my house. And it's falling apart before your very eyes. So what you got to do, you got to turn to God and let him fix. He's in the recycling business, Brother D said. He can fix your life, turn
yes,
it around. No matter what you're
yes,
going
he
through,
is.
He can help
yes.
you. He can lead you and guide you. All you got to do is trust him and get up. Oh, nobody,
trust
everybody going to try to make fun of you because they want you to stay with
yes.
them. It's time for you to. He said he took a little a shepherd boy and made him the leader of Israel. He took a man who was a servant, who served Moses, and then he became the leader of all Israel. I'm trying to tell you, the disciples were regular old people, fishermen and all these kind of things, and tax collectors and people. He turned their life around. Come on, man. It don't matter what you had. People going to try to make fun of you, but you got to hang in there. Who you want to serve, them or God? Brother D said, who you want to
yes.
serve, the devil who wants to kill, steal, and destroy you, or God who wants to give you
yes.
life and give it to you more abundantly,
yes.
as Sister Mary said. And that's all I'm trying to tell
yes,
you.
Sir.
So I'm just saying, get it together, my brother
Name
and sister. And there is an antidote for it, and Sister Marion know what it is. Romans 10 and 9 and 10, she knows it. And so I'm just trying to tell you, brother,
yes,
we got to help them and we got to tell them. You got to make a decision sooner or later, but why make it on your deathbed?
Yes.
Why make it when you got COVID? Why make it when you're old and beat down and can't do nothing for
All
them?
Right,
come
man.
On,
man.
He'll
All
take
right,
you
man.
There. But come on, it's time for us to get it together. Brother D, Sister Mary,
yes.
You got it. I'm
yes,
I should get out the way. I'm going to keep on talking.
Yes, it is.
I got to stop.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus. I just want to say, and I'm going to hurry. Uh-huh.
Come on, T. Come on. Come on.
No, what was you going to say?
No. Come on. Come on.
Oh, I'm just going to hurry up and get out of y'all's way. I'm going to do a lot of talking today, but I just want to say, Brother Tim, that was an awesome word. And, you know, that's a word that people should take to heart, because you letting the people know, while the blood is running warm in your veins, get your life in order. Prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord. You got to be like Joshua. Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve.
Yes,
as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And see, we got to be like that. We cannot serve Satan and go to heaven. Because, you know, as my brother Lawson used to say all the time, he says, heaven or hell. Your choice. It's your choice. See, God don't make us choose, Brother Tim. We got to show God that we love him, and he is our choice.
Yes, he is.
Right.
Yes, he is.
And I just thank God for that message. And I heard you say a few minutes ago, you working on yourself. And I thought about the song on working on the building. And day by day, we need to work on our building. Glory be to God. How can I tell you, Brother D, to be saved if I'm not saved myself? How can I tell you to live your life right when I'm out there doing everything under the sun? Choose you this day whom you will serve. Oh, that's an awesome message, Brother Tim. And I'm not going to let myself get hyped up, because I tell you, that was a lesson today that the people hopefully took this word in and took it to heart. Because it said at one point, serve God with sincerity. See, we cannot play serving God. We can't serve God today, Brother Tim, and serve the Satan, tomorrow. We can't get up in the morning praising God, and at night we're going out to the lounge to enjoy ourselves. For I believe somewhere in Revelation it says, you're either going to be hot or you're going to be cold. He said, because if you look warm, I'm going to spew you out. In other words, he's going to spit you out. He's not going to have anything to do with you. And then hell will be your home. So we better choose today. If you have not chosen, if you're standing in between with one foot trying to get in heaven and the other one standing in hell, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Glory be to God. Because today I'm going to serve God. Sister Marion's going to serve God. And I know Brother D, he tell you daily, I'm going to serve God. And you just heard Brother Tim say, I'm going to serve God. Even I heard Brother Dog say last week, he said, pray for me. I won't walk home. But it is hard. He's still trying to serve God. And when God sees your heart, Brother Tim, I heard you say sometimes we don't know what to say, but through moaning and groaning, that moaning and groaning is talking to God, not to man. And God knows your heart. Even if you find it's hard to get out of what you're trying, what you're doing, just trust God and believe him and continue to get on your knees and look to the hills. Glory be to God. And God will bring you out of that thing, Brother D. And you won't even realize that God has brought you out for a little while. That's how smooth he does things. Everything is easy for God. There is nothing too hard for our God. Glory be to God. And I truly can tell you today, I'm going to serve to God. And that's why we should day by day repent of our sins, known and unknown. We don't know sometimes that we sin, Brother Tim. We think our day just been everything has been all right. But in God's eyesight, we may have sinned. That's why we ask God day by day to forgive us our sin, the known and the unknown.
I know.
And we try not to knowingly sin.
Amen.
But we sin sometimes and don't even realize.
We know it. Yes, we do.
Glory be to God. So I just wanted to say that, and I just thank God for your word, for the word, Brother Tell. And I'm going to tell you, like they used to tell you years ago, you just keep on keeping on. Glory be to God. Keep on giving that word of God.
Yes.
Keep on giving it with all sincerity. Don't let nothing turn you around. Don't let nothing separate you from God. Nothing. Nobody. Nobody is worth you losing your soul.
Amen.
That's all I got to say.
Amen.
Brother D. Brother D. I was throwing hot coals over there, D. I was trying to get her fired up over there, Brother D. I was throwing timber. I was throwing logs over there under the fire, trying to get her going there, Brother D.
Amen.
I was hoping she'd get going because, well, I enjoyed it. I love that.
I know myself. Yes. I have truly enjoyed the word today. I heard Brother Tim say from the set, and I truly, he never spoke to me today in reference to what he was going to bring. But just knowing that it's coming from the 66, you already know you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I like to take what Brother Tim said, I look at what T said, and I ask my sister and brothers, those that's listening as we prepare to get out the way, do you truly understand the song that Brother Dog started off with now? Do you realize now that you never could make it? If it had not been.
Yeah.
Lord. Somebody said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side,
come on.
Where would I be today? Said, never could have made it. Never could have made it. And, you know, as I prepare to get out of here, I listen to what Brother Tim said. I listen to what Matisse said. And my mind always, for some reason, just rumbles on back to Roman. And I love Roman because he gave me a real short verse. God just don't make no mistakes.
No, he don't make no
Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is there.
Come on now.
Is eternal life.
Now I want to ask you all a question. We got to go.
But I want to ask you a question. Have anyone out there ever turned their life around and found the Lord to be their Lord and Savior and let him be Lord over your life? And you look back at the life that you was living. Are you proud of it? Or would you be embarrassed of it? Look what the Bible says about your past. I can't go by nothing but what thus says the Lord. Romans 6:20 It says, for when ye were the servant of sin, you were free from righteousness. 21 says, what fruit has ye then in those things wherefore ye are now ashamed? See, when you turn from old Satan and accept the Lord as your Lord and Savior, sin should grieve you to your heart. The Bible says you should be ashamed of it. You really should be ashamed of the things you've done. This is why you don't even want to tell mankind a lot of time of your past. All you want to say when they bring your past, now, I've been delivered from that. I've been delivered. I knew you when you was a dope dealer. I've been delivered from that. I never could have made it. I remember when you was out, man, I've been delivered from that. Man, I remember when you was a hobo, man, I've been delivered from that.
Come on, man.
I like what my brother Eric said all the time. He said, I'm not going to let you hold me in my past sin when God has delivered me from my sin. Why should I allow you to hold me in it when God, the author and finisher of it all, has delivered me from it? Thanks be to God. Brother Tim, what a lovely word. What a lovely word.
Awesome word. Awesome word.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Brothers and sisters, we hope and pray that something was said today that touched some of us hearts. I know it's true to touch ours. We hope and pray that it touched some of us hearts that would give you a mind to understand and just to realize that the wages of sin is truly death.
Come on now.
But the gift of God, wouldn't you love, I think every man, woman, boy, girl, loves to be given a gift. And God wants to give you the ultimate gift because he says to be absent from this body. That's when you die. You got to die to leave this body. He said it's to be present with the Lord. And then he said the wages of sin is
come
death.
On, man.
Why would you live in sin and die and go to hell when you got to
come on, man.
Wait on you? It
Jesus.
I just don't understand it. I truly don't. So we hope and pray that something was said today that was true to touch some of us heart to make you want to get to know this man called Jesus. He's the beginning, and brother and sister, he's the ending.
He's
the first, and he's truly the last. And again, he said, if you want to see God, he said, look here, there's only one way. He said, you must come in by the name of Jesus. He said, I am the light, the truth, and the light. No man cometh except by me. Don't you want to know the Lord and Father your sin? In the name of Jesus. If it's God's will, if it's God's will, we hope and pray that it is. I would love to greet and meet you all tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock on God's plan and hear another word. So sister, I just can't get enough of God's word. I'm so glad the Lord has touched. I'm so glad the Lord has touched my sinful body and gave me a mind to want to run on to see what the end going to be. And if it's the Lord's will, I can promise you this. Only if it's God's will. Up on next Tuesday, we'll be right back here again.
Amen.
Give you another word from the Lord. Ain't that good?
Amen.
Ain't that good?
Amen.
At this time, we're going to turn this thing back over to Brother Dog, and we truly have enjoyed ourselves today. Brother Dog.
Amen.
Come on here.
Baby, give him a closeout. I'm in a good mood over here. Give him a closeout. Oh, let me tell y'all before now. Sister Marion, you got an A+. Brother D and Brother House, I'm going to have a word with y'all a little bit later on after a while, but we'll talk about that later. Y'all did a great job. But Sister Marion, A+, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Give me my 22 seconds. Give me my 22 seconds and get out of here.
Amen. Brother House, forgive me. Here's 2 seconds. You know, if I had to, I'd say again, if I was speechless and the owner gave me a very short vocabulary, I would like to just be to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
for all you have done. Thank you, Lord. If I couldn't say
Amen.
Nothing else, I didn't want to tell God, thank you. Just
Amen.
Tell him thank you. Come Amen. On, Brookie. Come on, Brookie.
Praise God. We just
yes.
thank God for the message that Brother Tim brought today. And, you know, I just
Amen.
Reiterate what he said. And Joshua told the people, choose you this day whom you would serve. As for me
mm-hmm.
and my house, we're going to serve
mm-hmm.
the Lord. And I just
mm-hmm.
encourage you to choose this day whom you would
mm-hmm.
serve. Don't choose to die without your
oh, yeah.
soul being saved.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Tim.
Choose this day. Come on, Brooke.
Come on, Tim.
In the name of Jesus.
My brother.
Yes,
my brothers and sisters, the reason why I hear Brother Eric's voice in my head, the reason why we do this is because we love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. We love you.
Yes.
We appreciate
yes.
each and every one of you.
Yes.
And now,
yes.
now, I just want to tell
yes.
him that, now unto him who is able,
yes.
to
able.
Keep from falling.
Yes.
Able. Able to keep. And I'm closing this out, dog.
Yes.
And now
yes.
unto him who is able
yes.
to keep you from falling and present
mm-hmm.
you faultless
yes.
to his
mm-hmm.
to his presence, to his glorious presence, without fault,
yes.
with
okay.
exceeding joy, to
yes.
the only wise
yes.
God our Savior, be glory,
mm-hmm.
majesty, dominion, and power, both here and now forevermore.
Yes, Lord.
Come on.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Well, y'all heard me say, Sister Mary had an A+, and Brother Tim and Brother B had an
yes,
A, right? Well, Sister Mary, you got
yes,
an A. I done took your plus from you. I'll tell you about it later. I'll tell you later. Don't y'all go nowhere.
You gotta
don't, y'all
get
go nowhere. Don't y'all go nowhere. Don't y'all go nowhere. Don't y'all go nowhere.
People, join
I thought I was doing so well.
Yes.
Come on, Brother B. That's you, Brother B. Brother B, that's you, Brother B.
Yes.
Lord, I'm toiling.
Yes, it is, my brother.
Through the storm and the rain.
Brother B said he wants to see us walk in. Brother B said he wants to see us walk in.
Walk in.
I'm patiently waiting and watching for the Savior to come again.
Yes,
Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Day
I keep trusting.
Yes, yes.
In your word.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I want all y'all to stay on, including you, Sister Mary. I'm going to go ahead and tell you about your grades. I can't even wait to tell you. I was going to wait to tell you later on tonight, but I'm going to tell you. I want y'all to stay on. But we're going to go in the prayer room and do it. So when I bring a wheelchair, I don't know if wheelchair come on today. You know, I think he went to a funeral today. But if wheelchair come on today, y'all stay on until I tell y'all to get out of here, because I'm going to take you to the prayer room. We're going to do it. But give me 20 seconds. I need 20 more seconds. I ain't got enough.
You know, bro, dog, I like what the bishop said. The bishop said he get weary in the work, but you can't get weary of the work. He said, Lord, I'm tired.
Come on, dude.
Swing open. Ain't it just good to know that you got a mansion? Wait.
Yeah.
Thanks be to God. It's so good to know that I got a key waiting on me. He's already told me that I got a key waiting on me. Thanks be to God. I got a key waiting on me.
Thank you.
Yeah, I walk in. Lord,
yes.
I walk in. The gate swing
open.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to walk in. Lord, I'm going to walk in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I was just telling him thank you.
Thank you.
You've been so good to me.
Yes.
You've been so good to me. Y'all just don't know. I promise you just don't know. Ooh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Come on with him, Tim. Come on, Come on, Tim.
I just want to tell my brother and sister, after all this excitement and all the things that we do, you know, you might say, well, Tim, I'm stuck in sin. Well, here's the antidote. If you get a snake bite, dog, if you have a rattlesnake down south and you get bit by a copperhead, well, you got to have an antidote. And Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. That's how easy it is, brother and sister. Just go to him in his word. Thank you.
Amen. Sister Mary. Sister Mary, pray us around here, but don't y'all leave me. You pray. Now, hold up, Sister Mary. I just want you to pray us out of here, but don't y'all hang up. You pray us out of here, but don't hang up. Uh-oh. Here come this doggone Reverend Eric. Yeah, here come this. He just couldn't take it, Sister Mary. Hold on. Let me see what this brother Eric going. He couldn't take it. He just had to get in there because he was hitting him. Come on, Eric. What you got, Reverend Eric? Reverend Eric, come on in there. You old brother. Come on in there. He don't know his mic. He over there talking with his mic closed.
You know, I'm talking up a storm. Hey, Tim. I gave you two verses to read, but you didn't hear them, did you?
Hey,
brothers and sisters. No, I'm just messing with you. I was thanking God for the Holy Spirit because I hear my brother over there, you know what I'm talking about, and I hear he really loved the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? I can't speak for a lot of people. This is my short time of knowing them, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I know he got a lot of nicknames, but I know he's a brother of God. I know he loves God. And it takes a lot for a grown man to cry. You know what I'm talking about? But when you love the Lord, he'll make it come, tears come down. I don't care how tough you are.
Yes, he will.
God will make you, he'll make you submit to his will. I don't care how the toughest of the toughest on this loan, let a certain crisis come up, brother Willie. You're going to have your tears going to start running down your face. And let me tell you something, but the tears my brother got is with joy, though. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's joy. So I just want to tell you this, and everybody else, listen to me, that there's nothing wrong for a man to cry. You know, I told my baby, I got some daughters, right? I said, if you got a man, and he won't cry, I'm going to show you a man going to beat you up and he's going to misuse you. You need a humble man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You need a God-fearing man. You need somebody going to love you you need somebody going to love you even when you want to fight, still love you. You know what I'm talking about? But, Brother D, I love you, man. That's why I hit this thing because I felt the love. Because he loved
you. Brother D, he got caught up. I told Tim to come on. He got caught up.
Yeah, he loved him. And Brother Tim. And you know what? And you're right. I said since 97, I refuse to let someone tell me what I did prior to that to make it be my future. God forgave me. He forgave me for all of my sins. And I still believe that I'm going to make it in because of his blood. It ain't going to be because I did all the ABCs, all what I know, how many times I stand up and preach the gospel. It's because Jesus' blood covered me. And I know it's going to be there.
Amen.
And let the truth be told, let me get out here, Brother Williams, can I say this one more time? God has covered all of us. We're going to be very surprised, Brother Tim, who's going to be in heaven. Are we going to be surprised? We're going to be saying, man, I know he should be going to heaven. And we're going to be surprised who's going to hell. Man, I'm telling you like this. We can't sit back and have that kind of mind. You know what we need to do? Like Romans says, search out your own salvation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Search it out. Search it out. When you search it out, then you ain't got time to watch Brother Tim. You ain't got enough time to watch Brother Eric. You want to watch Sister Marion. Because we all got to swing around our back door. And sometimes that side door, front door, them windows, we need to just sweep so Lord can come clean. I'm gone, Brother Willie. But I hear my brother.
Okay,
man.
Appreciate you. Yeah, brother D was getting caught up though. But Sister Marion, preacher. Here's a prayer. Prayers on out here, Sister Mary. But I don't want y'all to go.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything that we've heard today. We thank you, Father God, for blessing Brother Tim to bring this word on tonight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for loving us, God. We thank you, Father God, for being so good. And Father God, we ask you to continue to bless, Father God, bless the bereaved family, dear God. Father God, give them peace and understanding, Father God. Father God, we realize, Father God, that we're only here for a short time. Father God, be blessed, Father God, in your holy name, God. Father God, bless everyone that hear our voice on today. Father God, bless Brother D, anoint him some more. Brother Tim, Father God, anoint him some more. And Father God, bless Brother Dahl. Father God, because when he get right, Father God, nobody's going to be able to hold him down. Father God, it is so good, Father God, to be running for Jesus. Father God, for truly I can say I've been running for you for a long time, and I'm not tired yet. Father God, just continue to bless the nations, Father God. Father God, because only you can get the disease under control that's going around. Father God, we ask you to bless man to turn back to you. Father God, for when we repent, Father God, and turn to you, Father God, and acknowledge you and worship you and praise you, Father God, then you will hear from heaven, and you will forgive our sins, and you will heal the land. Father God, for truly, I believe that. Father God, and we thank you, Father God, to bless our families, our children. Father God, to bless each and every one on this station on today, they hear this service, Father God. Father God, and just let them know. We're not praying with you, Jesus. We're not praying, Jesus. We're sincere, Father God, because we're looking to make it in. Father God, these prayer and all prayers I bring to you in the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God.
Serving the Lord will pay off after a while. Serving God, it'll pay off. After a while, oh yeah, just keep working every day, whatever is right, God said he paid. After a while, I've got to keep on working. Yes, I have. starry crown. I know my way will get brighter, even though my friend sometimes let me down. And oh, what a time it will be when my Savior's face I'll see. Living the Lord in all.
It's gonna pay off. Come on, come on, Reverend Brad. Give some closing words. Reverend Brad, give us a little bit more. We need just a tad more, Reverend Brad. Come on.
Just a little. Hey, with it though, when I heard that song about a few years back in my life, I really believe that that's what he wanted to do, Brother Tim, Sister Mary, and Brother D. He wants us to be willing to, so he can serve the Lord, so he can
Amen.
Use us. Because it's at a time, man, that we shouldn't be fighting like we fight inside the church. We should be more stronger together.
All right, come on, man.
To putting a wedge between each other. But God wants us to be like, look at this here. I don't care what our differences are. We should always find a way to love one another and still.
Amen, amen.
Because if the church is messed up, we can't help nobody, Brother D. We can't help them. If the head is messed up, so God wants us to come together. So a time like this here, you know, I'm over here. I'm seeing young folks killing themselves every day now. Man, it's sad how they allow anybody to pick up a gun as it is, and then they get it because they think they're tough, and they start shooting each other. Then they get behind them walls, they get to crying, Brother D. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Get your family behind them walls.
Right.
You know? Ain't no help with them when they got behind them walls, you know what I'm talking about? So, but when I'm saying
first
this, Brother
call
Willis,
on
God, yes, sir, I told him Sunday when I came in the pulpit, Brother D, let me tell you something, sister. I went off in there, I said something came to my heart. And the song came to my heart was "I Should Wear a Crown." Now watch this, Brother Willie.
All right,
and,
man.
And I started looking at the words of that song. I should wear a crown because when it's all over, I'm gonna put on my robe, tell the story how I made it. So I start putting myself, Brother Tim. And I start looking at Brother Tim. You know why I start looking at that Brother Sister Mary? Because God is coming back. He's getting closer coming back
he is.
Now. And people are relaxed.
Yes, he is.
Are we relaxed? We so relaxed. We'll have a party and don't even pray before we have a party. Help me, Holy Spirit. Only time we pray
come
when
on,
we want God to, help me, Holy Spirit. Only time we pray when somebody done died or somebody in the hospital. Don't you know God want to hear from you? He want to hear from each one of us. Don't go a whole day without saying, Lord, thank you. Don't go a whole day and say, Lord, I can't do it without you. Brother, well, you better hang this thing up because I don't know but one way to say it. I love the Lord. Because he heard my prayer.
All right, man.
Oh, you know, I know.
All right, Brother D, Brother Mary, y'all go ahead and give me a 15 seconds. Give me a 15 seconds. That's all going to Reverend Brian got long-winded. Reverend Brian long-winded.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to get out of your way real fast, Brother Dog. Only thing I got to say is the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm done.
Yes,
amen.
I like, you know, I like what my brother Eric said. He said, I love the Lord. I truly love the Lord. I wouldn't serve a God that I couldn't shed a tear. And the reason I couldn't serve a God, sister brother, I couldn't shed a tear.
What happened to it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he went on mute or something. So,
okay.
He hit the wrong
I don't know. He just stopped talking.
He hit the pieces. All right. Go ahead, Brother Al. Go ahead, Brother Al.
No, I was just going to tell Brother Eric, I really love that. I appreciate it. I remember the song very well. I shall wear a crown. And when you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, then you can truly say with blessed assurance, that I can wear a crown because God has promised, and he's no shorter than his word, that if you do this, you shall be saved. So I can go and tell the story how I got over. And that's what we're doing right here, right now. We're telling you the story because I know that I don't have to worry because God's word is sure. It is true. And he ain't no shorter than his word. It's a done deal.
Yes.
If I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, I shall wear a crown. I like that. Mm-hmm. Brother D?
Yes, I will.
All right, man.
Yes.
May the work I've done.
Yes, the work I've done.
Speak for me.
May the work I've done speak for me. When I've done the best I can, and my friends don't understand, may the work I've done
speak for me. All right, yes, Brother D, pull us out, D. Get us out of here. Get us out of here, Brother D. Get us out of here. You back?
Amen. 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 Again, sisters and brothers, I just love it when the Lord show up. The word says, "What he said, what two or three assemble and do it in my name, he said, I'll be in the midst." I tell you, sister, I would serve a God that hung men and died for me, that I can't feel something.
Come on, man.
I just could, brother, you know what I said, man?
Yes, sir.
You hear me, brother Dog?
Yes, sir.
Brother Tim, you know what I said? I just couldn't serve a God if I couldn't shed a tear for him sometimes, because I know what he did for me.
Yeah,
this guy that you see me cry with, bro, sometimes I have to look back and I say,
yes,
boy, he gave me life.
Yes, sir. Yes, he did.
All right, man.
Yes, sir.
And I just tell him,
yes,
thank
did.
You, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've been so good to me. Oh, Lord, thank you.
Hey, Brother Willie.
Yes, yes.
Brother Willie.
I think
I think that money you spent on Brother D worked out, man. It worked out, man. It worked out, Brother D.
Yeah,
he ain't stupid now.
Yeah. Hey, look here. Yeah. I had to take that money and go put myself in there. I had to go put myself in there.
That's all right. At least it ain't insufficient funds. At least you ain't got an insufficient funds.
Oh, yeah.
You can go get it. You know what I'm talking about? That's what Tim talking about. You see, well, once you just believe in the death, burial, and resurrection, you just keep coming to the fire. You keep getting to the fire. You don't get burnt one day. And this is a good burning over this way. He said, John said a story one day, Sister Mary. He said, I come. I baptize you with water. Hey,
come on, man. Come on.
You won't come out to me. So baptize you with the fire in the Holy Ghost. So you don't have to have no ABC to be having the Holy Ghost. All you got to do is receive the Lord. He said, after you receive the Lord, the Holy Ghost comes in. So that's why you move with the music like you move. That's why you can get on your knees and say, Lord, forgive me. Don't worry about what people say. You just keep doing it.
Okay. All right, people, we finna get out here for real, because if you know, we keep on going all day on this thing. And like I said, they talking about an appetizer yesterday and a full course today. Well, I got me an appetizer and a full course on both days. But with that being said, this is the last one. When I play this song, I'm going to have to close them up, because if I don't close them up, you know they'll start talking, y'all. You know they'll talk.
Yes, sir.
Through this land.
Come on, Doug.
Road to travel.
Let me get mine in, Riff. I want to apologize because I said I was going to close the mics up halfway through the song, but like you said, Reverend Brian, and like Brother D and Brother House and Sister Marion always said, when the spirit hit you, hit me. The spirit hit me and told me don't cut it off yet. So y'all go on. You got 20 more seconds. I'm going on mute. Got 20 more seconds.
Hey, Brother Willie.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise
yeah.
God.
Come on.
Praise
come on.
God.
Come on. Come on, Riff. Come on, Riff.
Hey, brother, look, Sister Marion, Reverend, hey. I like how the old singing, the old songs are. See, they'll sing to you. Then when it get personal, they'll start moaning to you, brother.
They'll start moaning. They call it humming. They're moaning. They're humming to you, Rick. They're humming to you.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. It confuses him because he can't hear you no more. He can't hear you no more, brother. It confuses you a little bit. I like that, man.
Yes.
You got something there, brother.
Oh yeah.
I can tell the world. I've been blessed. I can tell the world that I have truly enjoyed myself today. I can tell the world. You know, if I slip away tonight, I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry. I know that I know.
Mm-hmm.
I got a hole.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, wait a minute. I leave here.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My soul is at rest.
Yes.
I got a whole
piece.
Thank you, God. I got a whole way, no man.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, my, it ain't what it used to be. Oh, my, it ain't what pays. Well, but
yeah,
it's time to get
old.
Time to give away. But Lord knows I got a whole way so bad.
Over glory.
Over there.
Over in glory. Yes,
sir. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is
so good. Oh, that's pretty good.
Thank you, Lord.
That's pretty good.
Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's real good there.
Hey, Brother D, y'all, I promise this is going to be the last thing I say. Hey, Brother D. Hey, Brother D. Sister Mary says, Brother D don't want to talk to him. Brother T, somebody talk to him. Can I get a witness? Let me tell you something. Don't you know the Bible says, he says, let not your heart be troubled. That's what he says, right?
Yeah.
He said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. Is that in the book?
Oh yeah.
Is that still in the book?
Man.
Is that, he said what happened there, he said some books say he going to a place where there are many mansions there to be or something. And some books say he got many rooms there. But I'm gonna tell you, it must be a big old mansion. Cause look at it, look how long he been gone. Oh, he doing some rooms for us, Doc.
Yeah,
that 10 you got going right now. Oh, well, that 10 you got going on right now. Oh, you gonna, hey, I don't care what nobody says. You can't labor like this. Don't get in. I believe you gonna get in. I'm sure you believe that. I believe you gonna get in. Yeah, I believe you gonna get in. Yes, sir.
Amen.
I believe you gonna get in, man. Hey, I say I believe you gonna get in, man. I think he's going to get to see
Lord,
his face.
Hallelujah.
And he's going to say, well done.
Faithful,
my faithful servant.
Thank you, God.
I just believe that, man.
You know what he said? He said, if my labor won't be in vain. I know my labor is not in vain.
I'm going to take my little 20 seconds, bro, dog. And I just want to I just want to sing just a verse of this song. And I want you to hear it, Brother Devo. You know your auntie love you to death.
Love you too.
So many times, Lord made a way for me. So many times. The Lord made a way for me. He picked me up and turned me all around. He placed my feet.
Come on, girl. Come on, girl.
On solid ground. Many times the Lord made a way for me.
Yes, he did. Yes,
so
he did.
Many times the Lord made a way for me. Then I was sick. I thought I couldn't get well.
Come on. Amen. Come on.
And right now I can tell.
Yeah.
So
many times. That's it.
The Lord made a way for me.
That's it. Yeah.
So many times. The Lord made a way for me. You know, I just want to sing just a couple of verses of that song because, Brother Eric, people don't know where God brought us from. People don't know where God brought you from. Brother Till, people might talk about you, but nobody knows where God brought you from but you.
Yeah.
Even my own nephew, Debo, I know you don't want to stop just by hearing you talk and the way you cry when you talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
But you keep on keeping on. You keep looking to the hills from where it comes to your help. Because, see, our help comes from God. Brother Eric, you just keep on striving
to do that
morning show. You keep on striving. You run into obstacles. You run into trouble. But I'm going to tell you, you continue to look to the hill. And Brother Dog, glory be to God, I'm waiting for the time that you get on here and say that God changed the way I talk. I don't talk the way I used to talk. Glory, hallelujah. I don't walk the way I used to walk. I don't go to places that I used to. Oh, you're going to have that testimony, Brother Dog. You just hang on in there because God knows your heart. Glory be to God. Because you got a heart to serve him, and the time will come that you will open your mouth, glory be to God. And some people might say, I remember when you was this. Glory, hallelujah. But you know what? You can say, I'm not that man that you used to know. Oh, glory be to God. So many times God has made a way for us, Brother Dawg. Brother Eric, Brother G, Brother Tim, they had made a way when there was no way that we could see.
But God
made a way for us. Glory, hallelujah. We've been in hard times, and you know, I don't know y'all's life, but I tell you what the Spirit is telling me. You done been through some stuff, Brother Eric, Brother Devo. Y'all have been, Brother Tim, just from the way you talk. You done been through some stuff. And when you thought you couldn't make it no more. Brother Eric, when you thought that you just was not going to come out of the situation, God brought you out. So many times, I mean, we can all say that. So many times the Lord made a way for us. Brother, don't you give up on him, because he done made a way for you too. For he reigned on the just and the unjust. Glory be to God. So you praise him while the blood is running warm in your veins. Because we know you love him, Brother Dawg. God doesn't turn his back on you. You may not be where you want to be, but don't give up on God. Because he keeps his arms outstretched. He keeps us wrapped up in his arms. He let us know day by day that he loves us. Glory be to God. I'm holding myself down. I don't want to get carried away, Brother. Don't get me away from my A plus. So I'm trying to hold myself down. Glory be to God. But we know where I know you're still trying to. We can't hide it from God. That's why when we go through so much. We ain't got to tell nobody but Jesus, the one that can bring us out of it. And you know what, brother? He ain't going to tell nobody.
Come on now.
Glory
be to God.
Good thing I ain't give 30 seconds. If I had to give her 30 seconds, she'd be But, now, Sister Mary and Brother D and Brother Tim and Reverend Brian, on a serious note, guys, we appreciate it. Like I said, you know, normally in this setting, we don't go no further. You know, we don't drag it out, but today it had to be. And we're gonna close it with Reverend Bryant. We was waiting on Brother Wheelchair. Brother Wheelchair buried one of his loved ones today. And if you don't mind, if you want to do a prayer to close us out for Wheelchair and his family on a bury. He buried a loved one today.
My God.
Praise God.
Oh, precious Heavenly Father, oh, Lamb of God, the Lord of hosts, Lord, we come in the most humble matter we know how, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for your sweet spirit that already been in the presence of this ministry today, Lord. Lord, we just
thank you,
lift up that wheelchair and his whole family, Lord. Lift him up to you, Lord, for the strength, Lord. Lift him up to you, Lord, for understanding. Lift him up to you for love, Lord. We believe, Lord, there may not be a word. And we believe cars going to stop. The phone is going to stop ringing, Lord. But, Lord, we ask you to give them comfort, Lord, in such a time like this here, Lord. Because we believe, Father God, that when we lift you up, Lord, everything going to be all right. So, Lord, touch that family, Lord. Lord, touch that family. Give them strength, Lord. Lord, we don't know everything about the situation, but, Lord, we know you're a hard regulator, Lord. So we ask you to move in their way, Lord. Touch them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless this ministry, Lord. That it always be fruitful, Lord. That it always reach someone's heart, Lord. Bless this ministry, Lord. That it always give strength to someone in such a time like this here, Lord. Bless the one who holds to give time ways for it. We call him Willie Dog, Lord. Give him strength, Lord. But, Lord, you only know the things he got him to do. So we ask you to move in a way that you know how to move in his life, Lord. Give him the strength, Lord. Lord, we pray for everyone, Sister Mary, Brother Tim, Brother D, Lord. Anyone that's coming back and waving their hand sometimes, Lord, just bless, Lord. Even one probably just waiting for this next transition of this show. Lord, let the spirit of your Lord run in their heart, Lord. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to be glad and rejoice in it, Lord. So, Lord, move today, Lord. Don't let us cut this off, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Let it always run with fire, Lord. Let it always run with peace, Lord. Let it always become with love, Lord. Because we know when you come in, everything is all right. So thank you, Lord. Thank you in advance, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For healing.
Thank you, God.
Thank you in advance for comfort. Thank you in advance for financial. Thank you in advance
for making a way out of nowhere. Thank you in advance, Father God, for what you're going to do in this ministry, even going farther. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God.
Amen. I'm going to leave you. In the hands of the Lord. Said, I got to leave you. I got to leave you in the hands. Hands of the Lord. I wonder what you mind if I sing just one verse. Listen.
Go ahead and take another verse. Take another verse.
She used to rock me,
all day long,
so late at night.
Letting my main man, Brother Allen, be out of the hospital. He's been in the hospital for the last week. want to pray the Lord and thank the Lord for taking care of him and hope he slowed down so he won't have to keep going back to that hospital because, you know, we don't want to go there. We don't have to. But anyway, guys, that concludes the ceremony for the day. If anybody got anything, better hit the one button. Now, if you don't hit the one button, start something else. I might open them down. The brother unknown. Come on, brother unknown. Talk to me, brother unknown.
Just want to say hello to all of y'all. And if y'all keep going on with it, this is a celebration. This ain't praying to me, and it ain't, you know, worshiping everybody. This has been a big celebration, and I'm enjoying the celebration. So that's why I had to get on here and had to speak up. And that was no matter how many, who we are, you keep on going with this celebration like that, you might have a whole phone full of people. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. And y'all have really done something for me. Thank you.
Okay, unknown. Well said, brother. We appreciate it, man. It's like I said, one person gets somebody, we done did our job. But I know y'all guys ain't on here. You know, we got a full show and everything, of course. But, you know, I know y'all didn't come on and hear the gospel, but y'all heard it today. Whether you was forced or unforced, well, we appreciate you and God bless you. And sometimes you'd be surprised what it might do for your soul. But with that being said, now, if anybody got anything they want to put out, hit the one button right now. Hit the one button right now. I'm telling you, hit the one button if you got something to say, because if I open them doggone prayer words back up, they talk for another 3 hours now. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like this stuff. I like it. Like I said, I think Brother D told me one time before, you know, they live in Chicago. We have all those murders and shootings and everything. He said, I'll tell you what, though, for that 1 hour that they only see a show, if they only see a show listening, that's an hour that they off this streets from shooting and killing and everything, and that's a blessing in his own right there. And so with that being said, you know, like I said, I don't want to force feed y'all that y'all come on. I know y'all didn't come on here and hear the gospel, but, you know, like I said, sometimes it's really y'all don't believe it. It's hard for me to transition from going to the gospel show, and y'all always get on me about going from the gospel show to go to cursing and that kind of food. But sometimes it's hard for me to do that. I'm telling you, I'll be fighting to do it. The more y'all don't make me do it, the more I'm going to have to leave y'all out there and start stuff on your own now, which I don't mind if you start it on your own, but I'm trying to make myself a better person. So I'm rambling and I'm going on, but I'm telling you, I'm trying to make myself a better person. And if y'all don't want to, if y'all ain't got nothing to talk about today now, you know, we always talk about, I can open them prayer warriors back up, trust me. Them long-winded jokers, they can talk. Brother Kid, wheelchair said he can't talk right now. He just left the funeral. So I don't want to, let me see if I get Alan B on there. Let me see if Alan B, my homeboy. My man. Hey, B, you out there? Alan B. Where you at, B?
Yeah, dog.
He's making like he be. You wanna praise the Lord for blessing you to get out of that hospital, man. You've been laid up in that hospital for a couple of 3 days. You wanna praise the Lord for that, brother?
I done praise him so much, that's why he turned me loose. Right, I done praise him so much. I ain't gonna stop praising him. Praise him some more in a few minutes as soon as I get in the house.
Yeah. Yes sir. Reverend Bryce, you still out there? Because I know it, sometime in the morning you be at work there, and you let your hair out today. Reverend Bryce, you got anything to say to my brother that just got out of the hospital?
Well, let me get over in this office, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm all right.
Hello. Hey, we always hear, and no one can understand pain until they go through it. No one can understand hardship till they go through it. And brother, one thing we learned, and I know brother really loved you to death, man. I can tell because he always wanted us to pray, and he always picked certain people to pray. So brother, we keep you in our prayers, brother. Whatever God has for you, and any kind of thing that you, procedures that you have to go through, we just want to lift you up. If you mind, give me 1 minute of your time, brother Willie. 1 minute, if you don't mind. 1 minute. Can
go
I
ahead.
Get 1 minute?
Yes,
oh,
Heavenly
Father,
sir.
We just come, Lord. We come here, Lord. We come praying for our brother. We're touching and agree with him right now, Father God, for everything he's got to go through, the procedure in and out the hospital. But, Lord, we know you're a healer, Lord. We know, Father God, that you can touch anything. What doctor said, it can't be done, Lord. So, Lord, move in his life, Lord. Move in his head. Move in his leg. Move in his hands, Lord. Move in his finance. Move in his business, Lord. Touch him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 But, Brother D, Brother House, y'all open, y'all open too. Anybody, you know what? We might just want to go and turn this into a doggone, like I said, Brother Unknown sell celebration. Anybody else got any prayers they need, anything they want to sell, any testimony they want to go to? But Alan, you gonna be okay, Alan, my brother? You gonna be okay, my brother?
Say it again, dog.
You gonna be all right, my brother? You gonna be okay, brother? We, you know.
I like what the brother said myself. I like what the brother said. Well, you asked him, did he want to say something? Did he want to pray? He said, I did it some way. That's why he turned me loose.
Brother D, look here. I've been in there for a week and a half. I'm praying every day.
look what the Bible said. He said, an angel, Robbie, he said, I ain't going to turn you loose till you bless my soul.
All right, man.
He wrestled with the angel all night long. He said, I'm just not going to turn you loose. And see, that's I like that about God, because you can make God feel you. All you got to do is be sincere. The Bible has instructed man that every knee, he just said some, he said every knee shall bow, and every tongue truly going to confess that Jesus is what? What is he to?
Lord. He's Lord.
He's Lord.
Yes, yes.
Every day. I'm so glad that I'm doing so much. Yeah. We thank you, brother. We're so glad to do that. The Lord has touched and moved. Glad to see my brother put a word of prayer for you. And we ask that the Lord continue to bless you and keep you, continue to bring you back this way and make you stronger than ever before. And look here, as I get out of the way, not only do we ask the Lord to do that, we just never believe that God can and will.
And will. Definitely.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Okay, all right, Brother Witt, Brother Witt, are you on the phone now? Brother Witt, we waiting on you today. Brother Witt, Tony Bynes, or somebody, we waiting on y'all. Like I said, because if you don't now, you know, we get on this thing. We can pray all night out here. We don't mind doing it. I'm about to close them up, so just in case y'all come, I'm closing them up. They can. I just close y'all up, prayer warriors, just in case. Brother Witt, where you at, Brother Witt? Tony Bynes, Trigger Man, any of y'all on here? I mean, you know, if y'all ain't on there, you know, I didn't want to cut it off, but I need to get me some rest. And you know what? Maybe that's what the Lord is doing, because tomorrow I got a full day tomorrow. Maybe he want me to go get me some rest tonight. But I'm trying to get it, brothers. I want to apologize anyway if we don't have any drama today. I want to apologize in advance because I know some of you all, like I said, the same way a lot of us come on here and we need prayer and everything, a lot of y'all come on here for the drama. And, you know, me being wearing the different hats I wear, I want to bring you the drama if you want to have it, because, I mean, some people need that in their life to get by. But now, if you don't help me out today, you know, I ain't in the mood to start the drama. Don't get me wrong now. If y'all come on in and act a fool, I love to jump in there and act a fool with you. Let me see what my brother, my homeboy, my brother, Pajo, he got a lot to be thankful. Come on, Pajo, what you got, brother? Come on, Pajo, you open. Come on, Pajo.
I'm trying to get it off speaker, so I'm going to echo. It won't let me. I ain't echoing.
That's all. You good. You ain't echo. You good. You good. Come on.
Okay. Man, like you said, I'm blessed. In these days and time, dog, people don't realize how blessed they are. And
amen.
I just really want to say to everybody, I'm blessed. I'm working. I'm taking care of my family, this, that, and other. And the extracurricular
really
stuff that we do, racing and stuff, that's all a blessing, too.
Amen.
But it's not needed. So,
amen.
If
we're
able to do that, I'm fine.
Amen.
I ain't got the race. But
my
race came. Love being with you, dog, and all the girls, guys. I learned and got a lot of friends since I've been talking to you. And this, that, and other. But I'm blessed to be alive. Got my health.
Yes, we are.
I'm just blessed. That's all you said.
Well, you know what? That's good. But you know, we got a full house. Will, I just open your mic up, and God still, if you got the background noise, you mute your phone. You know, some of my prayer warriors, you got that background noise. Mute your phone as it is. But if anybody else got something to come on here and talk about, man, sometimes it's good to get it off your chest. Sometimes it's good to just speak.
Yeah.
Amen.
And
that's
feel,
the truth.
Just like today, I'm feeling good today. I don't even want to get into no drama right now. I'm feeling good. So if anybody
else,
got any testimony, Yeah. Anybody
you know,
got any more testimonies?
Dog,
come on and talk about it, man. Yeah. Talk to me, Rick. Talk, come on,
dog,
talk
you,
to me.
You know something? I just hear what the Bible says. I heard Brother Pajo say he blessed, and we truly are blessed. But look what the Lord said. The Bible said, any man that's shamed to own me, down here before man, he said, I'll be shamed to own you before my Father, which is in heaven. Now, if he's shamed to own you, that lets you know right there you didn't make it in. Any man that woke up this morning, man, woman, boy, girl, if you
come on,
woke
man.
This morning, you got something to tell God thank you for. That's why you hear me say all the time.
Brother Unknown, get on back in there. Come on back in there.
You woke up this morning. You didn't have to do it. But he did.
Yeah. And Brother Eric, I don't have my Bible in front of me, and I know it, but I don't want to mess it up. My brother that got out the hospital, Alan B., and so many other my brothers and sisters will find out that the Bible says over in Acts that the same Jesus that you see gazing up is coming back again. But make sure you understand it. Watch it. That ain't the part I really want to show you. He said, now that you know and you've seen the goodness and all that, it's all wrapped up in what I'm trying to say. He said that now you can be a witness of God's goodness each and every boy out there. He said, now you'll be my witness in Judea, Samaria, and all parts of the earth. So I'm just trying to tell him that Alan B., just keep doing what you're doing. He blessed you for a reason because he knew you would be a man and a man enough tell my brothers and sisters out there that it wasn't you, that it was him that saved you and brought you out. Yeah. He heard your prayer and he answered them. Right. And you know that nobody else could have did it but him. So you are a witness. Keep on witnessing. Keep on telling my brothers and sisters how good he is.
Yes, sir.
That's what I wanted to tell you.
Yes,
I got excited to hear that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And you know, Alan B., if y'all didn't know, if it wasn't for Alan B., I wouldn't be what I'm doing today. Alan B. came to me 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years ago, and he told me one day, he said, Dog, I'm going to get a car for you to drive. Brother Eric, I did the same thing you told the story before. You know what I told that man when he told me? I cussed that man slap out when he said that to me. You know I cussed that man out?
Jesus.
That man said, to me one day. I didn't know who he was from Adam House Cat. He came up to me one day and said, Dog, I'm going to get a car for you to drive one day. I cussed that man slap out, man. I mean, I cussed him. I didn't cuss him out nice. I cussed him out in Willie Dog fashion. And then the day, if it wasn't for that man right there, Alan B., if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be racing today. Now, could I be racing? I probably could, but I wouldn't be. Yeah. So that just show you how mysterious the way the world works and the way the law works, man.
Yes.
Come on, man.
As you say, work in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Unknown, you back over. Unknown. Yes, sir. I've been around a little bit myself, and this is what I have to say to all of that. We are all human beings, each and every last one of us, and we all going to leave off of this earth right here one day. Ain't nobody gonna stay here. So while you are here, why don't we live comfortably in a great life? And still, every time you turn around, we cutting each other heads off. We don't have to
come
do
on
that.
Now.
Your head gonna get cut off anyway on this earth. Nobody gonna be here. Nobody. So keep fighting and all this crazy stuff, and you know, and don't want to participate in anything. I mean, you got to participate in order to make the world go. If you don't participate, and like I said, a lot of times I don't want to get on the phone either because, you know, I don't want to. But this right here tonight, it was a celebration. It wasn't about somebody died, somebody funeral. To me, it was a big celebration.
Come on,
we really celebrated.
Yes, sir.
Brother Jap, I just opened your mic. I don't know if you're at work or not. Jap, are you on there, Jap? Jap, can you hear me? Can you talk? Jap. He be listening at work, but I don't know if he can talk. Jap, are you on there, Brother Jap? Jap. he might have to talk again. Okay.
I wanted to get Brother Jeff on there.
He's a religious type person, and whether y'all know it or not, when I first started the prayer show, I got most of the songs from him. He gave me most of the songs to play on the prayer show. That's
Trigger Man's daddy.
My God, this is for some, I need some help with this, I'm not a real slow learner, but I'm a slow learner, all right? And I was looking at something and that I really believe it might help all of us, because it blessed my heart, because I started using my life every day. Pray for my soul to be grounded in the Lord.
Sometimes, being grounded, you got to re-turn
yourself around and say, God,
yes.
You got to come to your senses. You can't fool God. You got to come to your senses.
Amen.
Lord, I need you to touch me. I'm not going to fool you. I ain't going to sit up and say, no. Lord, I have a problem with this. Be specific.
Amen.
and watch God feel you. He said, mm-hmm. only when he hear us, Brother D, if we're sincere in our prayer. You don't have to sound like no deacon, no preacher.
Prayer.
All you got to do is have a sincere
Amen.
Heart.
You see, Lord, I need you to help me.
You know, it might be some prideful people on here right now. Let me tell you something. God said pride go before destruction. It's a matter of time.
So we come here today to tell you the reason why it hasn't adjourned, we can't stop it,
because the Holy Spirit is here. And he wants people to get back on track.
Not the racetrack, but get back on track.
He wants you to get right back on track to your first love.
All right now.
Amen. To your first love. Pray to the people that you go back to your first love.
I like that song.
Yeah.
So when I was so far from home.
I was running the streets. Staying out all night long.
Could have been dead for long.
Sleeping in my grave.
My. But Lord, you took care of me, dear.
Yes, he did.
We all should have something to be grateful for.
Yeah, I like that.
Talk to me, y'all. Talk to me, preacher.
So nice. When you say that, now you understand why I used to tell them all the time, if you got a relationship with Christ, strengthen it through prayer.
Yes.
You need to get you a relationship with the Lord. Every man can really be able to tell God, I'm so grateful, because he truly has brought us. And, you know, as I sit here, my dog, the Lord dropped in my spirit a few seconds ago, as I sit and I listen to these guys that come out and just to give a little testimony of how good God has been, it lets you know
Amen.
That we had to be raised right somewhere. We had to be heard about this man called Jesus somewhere along the way. Something had to happen in our lives. Was our parents instilled it in us? Something happened in our lives that made us want to turn to the Lord. But for some reason, we know about this man called Jesus. And when you know about Jesus, you should want to serve the Lord. You should want to serve the Lord. That's why he said, and you and Brother Tim said earlier when he gave the scripture, he said, ask for me in my house. So we going to serve the Lord.
It was you that had my
back. Thank you, Jesus. Because you show us it. You get yourself in a situation and you know it's only God that delivers you.
Could God be like that?
Get the Lord's hand.
so grateful.
I'm grateful.
Wow. Praise God.
I thank
you.
I'm so grateful. I thank you.
Come on, Sister Mary. What are you grateful for, Sister Mary? Sister Mary, are you still with us? Sister Mary, are you still with us? Are you grateful?
Yeah, I'm still
what are you
with
grateful?
You. What you ask?
What are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? What are you grateful for?
You
what are you grateful for?
I am just grateful for life, health, and strength. I'm grateful for my children. I'm grateful for this service that we have every Tuesday. I am grateful for getting to know you all. I have not met
Amen.
Many of you, but praise God. I thank God for every conversation I've had with each and every one of you. I'm grateful
Amen.
That he brought me through during this pandemic.
Amen.
I met through a major surgery. And I tell you, I'm just grateful for Jesus. I'm grateful because he loved us so much that he hung, bled, and died. And rose
Amen.
Again.
Amen.
He did all this so we could live. I got so much to be grateful for. Glory
thank you, thank
be to
you,
God.
You,
I'm grateful
you,
for
you,
everybody
you,
that got on this radio and said, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. All right, Pajo, what are you grateful for? Pajo, what you grateful for? Pajo, what
Man.
You grateful for, my brother? Come on, Pajo.
I've been trying to get killed 2 times in my lifetime. So
mm-hmm.
I feel no man.
Mm-hmm.
I believe
mm-hmm.
in God. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah,
I leave it at that.
Amen. 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 Unknown. What are you grateful for? Unknown. Come on in here.
Unknown.
Yeah, come on, unknown. What you grateful for? What you grateful for?
I'm grateful that God gave me 2 ears, 2 eyes, and a nose. He gave me these senses. And as much and often as I use these senses right here, and do not bring myself under pressure and understand where pressure come from. He learned me that
we're
too.
About,
if I truly believe in God, if I truly believe in him, then he will allow my 3 senses to work very well. And they work very well. So sometimes when the fire get hot, you can't add to the fire. You got to get up out of the kitchen and
Amen.
Find you something to put the fire
Amen.
Out.
Amen. Brother D, what you grateful for, Brother D, since you want to talk so much? Brother D, what are you grateful for, Brother D? Talk to me.
In the name of Jesus. Brother Dog, I have so much to be thankful for. I'm like Marty. I'm so grateful that he looked down at this sinful world. He decided for himself that he would give man a chance to make it back home. He hung, bled, and died out on a cross. A mountain called Calvary. And I'm so grateful because I know he did it just for me.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful that he gave me life.
Be quiet. I don't want to hear Reverend Bride. Reverend Bride. Reverend Bride. Come on, because Brother D will be talking all night. Reverend Bride, what you grateful for, Reverend Bride? Because Brother D will talk all night. Come on, Reverend Bride.
Yes. Yes,
hey, man.
So
hey, Brother D, you have my time, man,
yes.
Because I like to hear you. I like to hear you, man. How grateful you are, man.
And I tell the Lord, I said, time is enough. And he gave me 28 more years. Oh, I have so much to say. I can't tell God enough. How thankful I am. That's why I just look up, sometimes I look up and fold my arms for a dog, and I just tell him, thank you, Lord. Well, I can't say that. Yeah, I just said thank you, Lord. I just love on it by holding me. See, he do me like he did Abraham. Sometimes he just puts me in his bosom and he rocks me.
All right,
Brother Brian, I told you to go ahead and deal with the prayer book. That Brother D would not be quiet. I told you, Reverend Brian. Reverend Brian, if you don't give it up, Brother D ain't going to be quiet. Brother D would not be quiet.
I don't need nobody to help me.
He ain't listening to nobody. Brother D going to talk all night. Brother D going to talk all night.
Hey, Brother D. Do some heartache, please. But yet God
hey,
is still there. Thank you.
Brother D, when I first met you, man, you all were talking about God.
Praise God. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
My God.
Yes.
My God. Can y'all hear me?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you. We hear you.
I can tell Brother D, it's our God, man. So I got to tell you, I'm grateful.
Yeah.
You know how grateful I am, Brother
yeah.
Brother Whitney? I'm so grateful because
yes,
he didn't leave me to myself. It was a time
yes,
I walked this earth and I thought I can do everything what I wanted to do. He had to sit me down and show me real life one day to say, boy, you're going to serve me. See, I didn't know he had me.
All right, now.
But he gave me something. And I had to sit down.
Tim Howell, what you know about this, Tim Howell?
Mine is a little
Lord
different.
I want to know what you know about this here. Hold up, Tim. Hold up. What you know about this? Hold up.
It doesn't matter what happened to us. I need some witness. It doesn't matter what happened to us in this life. We have the victory.
Talk to the house.
Yes, sir. I like that. If the Lord I can do my turn.
If the Lord
be with me, I'll make my journey.
If the Lord
my journey. If the Lord
be with me,
I'll make my journey. If the Lord
be with me,
What journey are we talking about, Tim? Yeah, this journey called life. If the Lord be with us, we can make it. And that's what I wanted to tell my brothers out there, Alan B., Pie Joe, all of us. We need to surround ourselves with godly men and women. Go to Bible study, learn to read your word. And then when you do that, then you will be able to make your journey. You will be able to sing your song. You will be able to tell of God's goodness. Because, see, our brothers and sisters out there, some of them want to pull you back down and keep you with them. You just keep on rising to the next level of excellence. God got a plan for you in your life, and it ain't to hurt you, it's to prosper you.
Up this morning, Brother Dog. We didn't wake up on our own. It was the thing of God. It was by God's grace that he woke us up this morning. It was God's grace that even got us on this program tonight. And for it to carry on this long, Brother Dawg, God got somebody listening to meet that need to hear what is being said on this service tonight.
Okay.
Let the devil
not just thank God for that.
Don't let the devil ride.
All right, man.
What are you going to do?
Because if you let him ride, he'll want to drive.
Don't do it.
That young man right there was a crackhead. I heard him telling his life story one day. He said I was so messed up until I thought my wife and kids didn't even want me no more. He said, but one day he was a man.
I found a man called Jesus.
Yeah.
He went from being a crackhead, brother, dog, to now he up here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and he's a bishop. He's a bishop now. He go around telling the world about a man called Jesus.
Sometimes when I get this courage, I get on my knees and I say, Jesus.
All right, man.
Whatever you do, don't leave me. Please, Lord.
Please, Lord. Please.
And every night I get on my knees and I say, Jesus, Lord Jesus.
Oh, what you say? What y'all say?
I can't make it by myself. Listen.
Yeah.
If you leave me.
I'm
sure to fall. Help me, Lord.
Hold on. Okay, what are you? You gonna fall? What you mean? What you gonna fall? How you gonna fall? Talk to me.
You know something, man. I want to talk with brother. Man, you know something? I was sitting there. It just dropped in my spirit as I was sitting there listening.
Oh, drop it, man. Oh. Drop it.
When Moses went down to talk to Pharaoh, I ain't looked in my Bible to see, but in my mind, I believe Pharaoh's army was quite a bit smaller than the people they had in bondage. Look what he said. He said, Lord, I can't make it without you. Now, if the Lord had not showed up, they'd have still been in captivity.
All right, now.
The army was nowhere near as big as the you don't hear what I'm saying? The army was nowhere near as big as the children of Israel.
Come on now.
But they had to be in captivity. But the songwriter said, Lord, don't leave me. He's a stretch out your rod. He's just stretch out your rod. And he fired to see this. He fired to see so great he walked on dry land. They walked over on dry land. They didn't walk over in brother. They had to run to the cross. They didn't walk over on dry land.
Hey, guys, I'm finna do it here. I'm finna go down the line there. We finna get ready to get out of here. We done had church today, y'all. We done had church, though. Brother Unknown, give us your closing thoughts before we get out of here.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I got to say, you know, my own self, and I feel the same way about myself. All of this right here is education to me, and I ain't never going to get mad with nobody, even though if something or other, I disagree with somebody else. It doesn't matter, because all this right here should turn into education for all of us. And the more education you get this, the better off that you will live your life. But when you run around and don't get education out of it, and ain't trying to get no education, then you're going to be mad with the world.
You want to drive by, mm-hmm. you want to shoot, you want to get over here, you want to cuss this one out, you want to get over here, you want to do that one like that. So educate yourself more, just like I constantly do. That's why I'm on the show. That's why I enjoy it. That's why I open my ears up, and that's why I had to speak up. So love Amen. All y'all. God bless all y'all, and I'll see y'all just the next time.
Okay. Praise appreciate God. You. I know. Come on, Fajo. Here's your closing argument, Fajo. Talk to us, Fajo. We're going to get ready to get out of here. Talk to us, Fajo.
A lot of people don't like things I say. I'll be blunt, but I'm a direct person. If you don't believe in the Lord, your Savior, Jesus Christ, all I can tell you is burn in hell.
Burn in hell! Okay, all right. Appreciate you, Fajo. Love you.
In hell, you will lift up your eyes.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, Brother D, we finna get ready to get out of here. So however y'all four want to do it, Brother D, Brother Tim, Sister Mary, and Reverend Brad, y'all go ahead and do it. But we finna get out of here now. So go ahead and say what you got to say.
I'm just going to say this one thing.
We are blessed for this day. This was a good blessing for me, and I feel real good. Some about me, I was tired when I got on this show. I got a lot of energy all of a sudden. I got a lot of energy for some reason. I don't know what's going on. Come on.
I'm just going to say this one thing, and I'm going to hurry up and get out your way. Exodus 34:14 says, "But thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God." Glory be to God. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm going to say this. We have some brothers that be on our phone lines. And some of, you know, we know the Lord. These brothers know the Lord. You couldn't speak the way you speak if you didn't know God. Some of us
Amen.
Need to just open up and let the world know that you know him, because like T just said, he's a jealous God. That's my
thought. You,
you don't want to let it be too late. You know, a lot of times we take things and we think it just happened by choice, but it wasn't by choice. Mm. It's only done by God's divine order. When you find yourself sick and there's no one there but you, but mysteriously you busted up enough energy to get to your home, God is in the plan.
I'm sorry,
Hello. Yeah, y'all go in. Get us out of here.
I don't know.
Just take it out of your
mind. Somebody got some noise.
Got a lot of noise background.
So, show the puppy.
Yeah,
hello?
I just wanted to say one thing. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us today. But we don't see another day. We thank you right now. We appreciate all you do. Thank you, dog, for all that you have done. We love you. We appreciate it. Brother Eric and Sister Mary and Brother D, I
bless
thank
you
guys. I love you, and I appreciate you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, dog.
Close up. Close out now. Reverend Brian, get us out of here. Close out. You got the last word. Reverend Brian, you got the last word.
Yeah, we want to thank. I was just sitting there. I've been listening. I was just listening and listening and listening, and I hear my brother with them with the tears of joy, and then like that brother was saying, this is a worship. We come to praise God, and man, you stretch this thing. My time is 7:30, 8:30 might be your time, and you lying God to move in some people area they probably would never done it. So I want to thank you, brother, because I remember when I first started listening to you 5 years ago, maybe about six, and you wasn't doing this here. You maybe give 10 or 15 minutes. Now God has moved on the ministry, and he's blessing your heart so you can do a little more with the ministry. So I'm praying for you for strength, brother, because I know everybody don't understand what's going on. But we love you, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Amen. Amen. We're going to get out of here, y'all.
I've got a cold, cold feeling
You're just like ice around my heart. I've got a cold, cold feeling, yeah, yeah. You're just like ice around my heart. I know I'm gonna quit somebody. Every time that feeling starts,